Well, some news about rodents to end tonight, but not the ones that are currently plaguing New South Wales, you may be glad to hear. This is about rats and mice that are used for medical research testing. One of only two Australian facilities that breeds rodents for research here is set to close next year, and it's underlining the long-running debate about animal rights and research needs. Rhett Burney reports.
Rats and mice have been used for medical testing for decades, including for some of modern medicine's biggest breakthroughs.
We're looking at programs as diverse as, you know, the development, for example, of the cervical cancer vaccine involved mice. That was some years ago now. But work relating to COVID involves specialised strains of mice. Almost any area of biomedical research that you care to name would involve mice and rats.
That's former president of the Australian and New Zealand Laboratory Animal Association and consultant vet, Dr. Malcolm France. He says in Australia, there are two main suppliers of rodents, specially bred for medical testing.
There's really only two places that supply rats and mice on a large scale. One is the Animal Resources Centre in Perth, and the other is based in New South Wales, just outside of Sydney.
However, sometime over the next 12 to 18 months, the Perth-based Animal Resources Centre will close. The WA government owns it and says it's been running at a loss for years, and demand for medical mice and rats has declined.
I think it creates huge uncertainty in the short to medium term about where researchers will be able to obtain their animals from. So without an immediate solution to replacing the gap left by the ARC, there is huge uncertainty facing the medical research community at the moment.
Rachel Smith is the CEO of Humane Research Australia. Her organisation isn't exactly saddened to hear about the closure.
An important consideration is, should the research necessarily be taking place in the first instance? Because if you look at rodent research and the current research that's being conducted, there's cases where rodents are being used, for example, in inhalation studies for cigarette-related research. We see them used for quite nonsensical research in terms of feeding them a fast food diet to see whether they put on weight, when we already know that a fast food diet for humans is unhealthy.
Rachel Smith says there are plenty of alternatives to animals when it comes to carrying out medical testing. One of them is called organ on a chip.
It's a very small, like the size of a kind of smaller than a USB, and all the different physiology of an organ is represented on there, and it has different kind of fluidic materials on there to represent the blood or different materials. I guess it's a 3D cell culture, so something's a bit more sophisticated than just a test tube.
Dr. Malcolm France also chairs an animal ethics committee. He says while the closure of the Perth breeding facility will create a headache for researchers in the interim, it could encourage them to look at the alternatives that Humane Research is suggesting.
The silver lining to this could be the opportunities that will create to perhaps bring in newer technologies on a larger scale, and even look for alternatives to using animals, which of course I think many in the broader public would like to see, as well as those of us in the medical research community.
Dr. Malcolm France is a consultant vet. Rhett Burney with that report.